Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, everybody.
Hi, this is World Form.
Well, you know what? I just interrupted John introducing the show, and I want to apologize. But you know what? That's the idea of having the technical difficulty between myself and my station. But it's my fault. God bless you guys. Mahalo, everybody. Aloha, and welcome to the AMAA Masters Radio Show. You know, thank you for allowing me to come into your home tonight and share with you sport karate and sport karate history. We've got an interesting show. We'll be talking about the oldest sport karate association in Texas, the Amateur Organization of Karate, which is better known as the AOK, and some of the changes that are going on. I have scheduled the president of the AOK, Mr. David Chambers, and some of the executive producers, Mr. Derek Wilson, and Mr. Larry Fields. And also I've got one of the top judges who, by the way, the Sport Karate Museum every year honors this man. I've given a center referee award in his name, and I've got the great Daryl Stewart on the line with me, too. So we're going to be bringing all these people on in a little bit later. But before I do, I want to talk about something really exciting tonight. We got a little contest going on that my producer asked me to put out in front of you. And this is kind of exciting. You can go to Who's Who in the martialarts.com. And if you like the show, what we're going to talk about tonight, what we're going to do, you click like, you'll be put into a drawing that Hachi Bressy, Jesse Bowen, will draw a name, and one of you will get a free hard copy of the Legends and Masters and Pioneers of Martial Arts. And that's pretty cool. I think it's like a $79 value, and you're able to get it free if your name is drawn. All you got to do is go to www.whosoonthemartialarts.com and click on like if you like our show tonight and what we're talking about. You know, this is the holiday season, and I'm certainly getting to the spirit slowly. I've taken care of all my gifts and still buying a few for some people that probably don't expect a gift, but that is what I'd like to talk about for a moment. This is a season of giving and the season of having that spirit that is very unique and different. And to celebrate Christmas is a family situation, much like in the martial arts. So I hope everyone has a blessed holiday. And our show is leading up to the first New Year show, which is always a recap of what we've done for the year before, will be toward the holiday spirit. So I really appreciate everyone listening tonight and spending time with me. You know, the Sport Karate Museum idea that came about 20 years ago and was idea put together by a group of history generals, Alan Steen, Mike Stone, J. Pat Burleson, Ken Knutson, Joe Corley, Sam Chapman, Michael DePasquale Sr. I mean, people from all around the different parts of the country, Parker Shelton, I mean, Flem Evans, some really, really interesting people that built sport karate in America in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. And their idea was to put together an idea that would be not only a building, a place that would hold artifacts of the sport karate history of America, but to always take advantage of what we call the internet, to teach through the internet. And this is our next subject that we'll be talking about on the next few shows. Well, I'll just touch on it a little bit right now. We're building an internet game that you can actually go on the internet and ask a question as a student, as an instructor, as a master, and as a sensei. I don't really say grandmaster, but I say sensei. I mean, a total teacher. A master is someone who is actually the head of the school, but a sensei is overall all. So you'll be able to ask four different levels of a question, and someone will answer that question. I won't tell you right now who it'll be, but you'd be really surprised and very, very, very educated when he comes out and answers the question. But all questions will be answered. And we've got a great database to build this on. And so we'll cover a lot of fun, a lot of education. And that's just a teaser of what's coming into the future. Have I got Daryl Stewart on the line?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you do.
Hi, Mr. Stewart. How are you, Mr. Stewart?
I'm doing wonderful tonight. How about yourself? Everything good?
I'm doing great. Did Mr. Chambers get on the line yet?
I hadn't heard anybody say anything.
Okay. So we're the only two on the line right now. So what's going on with
Daryl
Stewart? Oh, Dean Pyles. Wolverine's here. Okay, good. Good.
Hello,
good.
Dean.
Good.
How you doing, Mr. Stewart? Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all.
Did you guys have a good, safe holiday? I mean, did you anything do in particular?
I mean, we had plenty of turkey and stuff like that. So yeah, it was a good holiday.
Well, I understand that you were a little bit under the weather, Wolverine.
Yeah, you
were a little bit.
Yeah, I'm still down and out a little bit. I mean, you know, I started weirding my students out when I didn't show up for the gym to train. They know something bad's wrong. So, you know, still gaining my strength back, but I'll be back 100%. I just got to take it easy and, you know, been going hard with all the competitions, being back-to-back and staying on
top
of it.
Don't you have a competition coming up? Don't you have a competition coming up?
Actually supposed to be going to Toronto this weekend, but. You know, now that this has come up, I don't know if I'll be able to make it or not. So, you know, I just have to see what the doctor says.
Well, listen, can you be quiet
for
about 30 minutes and then I can bring you on. We can holler at me because we got a good subject to talk about tonight, and I'm sure we're going to be screaming a little bit. So how you hang on loose, and I'll bring you on in a little bit. Okay, sir?
Alrighty, bud.
Thank you so much, Wolverine. That's the Wolverine if you just – don't know who he is. He's actually Dean Pyles. He's a master instructor that teaches elite combat. He's an incredible competitor. But we have an event called Kicking with the Wolverine where Professor Gary Lee and the Wolverine kind of go at it in different subjects about sport karate, the things that people don't really talk about. So it's a fun segment. If you haven't listened to it before, this one will be a barn burning tonight. Hey, Daryl, I didn't mean to be interrupting because that's what Dean does. He interrupts me an awful lot. You know, he loves me, but he interrupts me a lot. So listen, Daryl, I got to ask you a question. You've got something really big coming up at Christmas. You've gone now for almost 20 years to the Super Grands, which is the NBL National Championship, right? Or the World Championship. You actually leave on Christmas Day, right?
Right. I usually leave the day before or Christmas Day. Yeah.
How many years have you done this?
Going on 22.
22 years. Is it? I mean, I'm trying to remember, and you probably got a better memory than me, even though I'm just a little bit younger than you. But wasn't I the arbitrator and you took it over?
Yes.
I got fired. Did I get fired or did I quit? I can't remember.
I think you just give it up because you were so busy you couldn't do it all the time. You were just competing and doing a lot of other
stuff. What year? Can you remember what year that was?
97.
Yeah, that was the year I won the Golden Greek. So,
97.
Yeah, that's and I also retired from Six Flags. So, yeah, I was busy. But you know what? I want to tell you something. I'm glad we got this minute to talk before Mr. Chambers comes on. You know, one of the first letters I got from the AOK as a recommendation that I should calm down a little bit was because I made an arbitration that was an NBL rule, but it was an AOK tournament. And I made the mistake of being confused by making a rule because I made an NBO ruling, but the AOK ruling was different. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then the parent that the child got disqualified on wrote a letter to the AOK board and complained about my arbitration. And I got a personal letter from the board of directors at that time saying that I would be recommended the second time. But the third time, I'd be kicked out of the organization. So, by the way, I want to tell you something. Garrett and I, you know my son?
Yep.
You know Garrett, right? We're the only father and son to have two letters from the AOK each threatening us to kick us out of the organization. Isn't that crazy? He won the AOK state championship not only in traditional kata, but also in open kata, and he placed in fighting. And then, of course, I won all those awards, but I won the Golden Greek in 97. So isn't it funny that now I'm working for the AOK, I'm doing big things for the AOK, how it goes in a circle, you know?
Things change.
Well, they do change, and things have changed for you. I mean, you were a fighter. I mean, everybody I talked to, you used to knock people around with your legs, even broke Jim Buten's arm. And that's not a rumor. That's a fact. But you became one of the best judges in our country, literally. I mean, you've been doing
it
for 22 years. Well, no, you're one of the most humble guys I know, too. But honestly, I can say what most people would think and know, that you're one of the best judges in the country. Now, I want to ask you before, I hope Bishop Chambers is teaching class, I'm sure. I want to ask you, has he seen the rules not only change, but the fighters change and evolve, not really adjusting to the old ways? I mean, don't you think that most fighters today, they would complain a lot if they fought back in the 70s with us?
Oh, I know they would, because it was different back then than it is now. Not that the fighters aren't good from that
area.
They're tough.
I mean, I've seen some amazing fighters. Willie Hicks and, Mr. George. I mean, these are amazing fighters. They're tough, man. I mean, they're a tough breed. But I just wonder, I mean, it's really changed, hasn't it? I mean, as a judge, I just wonder, the guys in the
really
seen the whole change. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of changes in
One more question before I'm trying to get a call on David again, but I guess I'll take it on my own. One more question about super grads. I've heard two or three rumors. I've heard some hard rumors that this is the last year. Is that true?
Well, I don't think that's probably correct. Leagues are up and down.
That's because NBL really did an amazing thing creating the superstars of the early years. And I hope it really comes back strong. I hope that not only Mr. Liddell and Mr. Doss change things around and make it happen. And you too, because I know you're a big part of it. So
it would be a shame for the NBL to go under, because they've done so much for the martial arts community and so many kids throughout the years. So,
You know what? I mean, since I got you on the phone, and I want likes tonight. I want people to click like. I want them to go to www.who'swhointhemartialarts.com and click like and get in that drawing so we can give away a free book. I might tell Monty Bowen to give away two free books if we had enough people to hit the like. But what I want to ask is this. NBL changed a lot of our lives. I mean, the early years, it really did. I believe there's room for more than one or association, of course, and I've seen that grow from year to year. But Daryl, the NBL should be around because it gave an opportunity for a lot of people to create themselves to really love sport karate. And what Mr. Liddell and what Jeff Doss, who now is the president of the United States section, what they've got to do is to get more black belts involved and get them interested and involved with this black belt. I believe the National Black Belt has always been a black belt fighting association. They had good kata, but it gave the fighters a freedom for fighting. How do you think about it? Because the rules backward and forward.
That would be a loss if we lost the NBL. We definitely want the NBL, NASCA, AOK, and these organizations have been around. they've been around for a long time. It would be heartbreaking to lose any of those organizations.
Now, we were on stage at one of the largest events I've been to in years, and I'm
TKO.
Talking about, I'm thinking about TKO, exactly. There was probably over 600 people there that night at the event. I mean, you got to give kudos to Wayne Wynn for doing what he did. How'd you feel about that tournament?
I thought it was a really great tournament, a lot of competitors, a lot of great fights. Well run, and Wayne and his staff did a marvelous job of keeping everything going and continuous all day long. And I've heard
that leads into what I'd like to talk about tonight, and I'm sure that Mr. Chambers and Mr. Fields should be calling in any moment. The AOK has been around a long time. Do you remember in 79 and 80? Can you think back that far, please?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a blunt question. Was there that much contact involved back then enough where the boxing commission decided, look, this is enough. We're going to come in and we're going to control all the fighters, the judges, the medics. We're going to control everything unless you guys change it. Were you around then when that was going on? Because I just moved here.
Yeah.
Literally.
I remember when they tried to do that.
Well, let me ask you a question. How bad was the contact?
Well,
I mean, be honest with me. Come on, it's 40 years later. Be honest with your friend.
It was blood and guts back in those days. I mean, you fought.
Well, how tough? I'm asking, man. I mean, this is my radio show. I'm asking.
How tough were the fighters?
How tough? How dangerous was it?
It was dangerous.
People going to the hospital? I mean, come on. All the rumors of the early Texas fights were blood and guts. Come on, you fought it. Tell me. If I have to slap you around and tell you to answer the question.
You didn't get knocked out. You kept fighting. You didn't get knocked out. You kept fighting.
Wait a minute. You didn't get disqualified for knocking somebody out.
Well, you might. It wasn't as prevalent back then. The rules weren't as hard.
Did you ever see anybody get knocked out, get back up, and finish the fight?
Yeah, I've knocked people out before. That wasn't a problem. Yeah, it was tough. There were some great fighters.
Well, my question again, did you ever see anybody get knocked out, get up, and finish the fight?
Well, if you say knocked out and they pulled them out on a stretcher, no. I've seen them get knocked out for a few seconds. They get back up, and they come back, and they go ahead and fight. Yeah, they might win the fight at that time.
Well, I can see – listen to me. I can see where Roy Curbin, Al Francis, Joe Alvarado – Jose Santa Maria, George Minshew, Ishmael Robles, Mickey Fisher, Larry Caster, all decided to say, look, we need to do something different. We need to put together something that the Boxing Commission won't mess with us. So what they created was the AOK, the Amateur Organization of Karate. And that was a way of say that we're going to protect it. You're making an amateur, not offer money per se, and make it a competitive event, but be under the 501c. Now, through the years of 1980, when I think Al Francis hosted the first one in San Antonio, I don't know, there's a background noise. Who's doing that?
Not me, it's Larry Fields.
Okay, who's that?
Larry Fields.
Hey, Larry. Thank you for being on the air. Good. I don't know where Mr. Chambers is. I'm sure he's teaching. But thank you. I'm going to bring you on in just a few minutes. But anyway, we were talking about those guys getting together and deciding to create this organization. And in 1980, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Francis broke away and formed the AOKA and broke away for various reasons. So it left Mr. Kerbin, Jose Santa Maria, George Minshew, those people, the original people who started it. I think Mickey Fisher went on to Oklahoma, and he was out of it now. And in 1981, we had a very tragic thing happen to Texas. We lost Demetrius Sabanis. We lost, known as the Golden Greek. He was up and coming, without a doubt, one of the toughest fighters in Texas, super brown belt, but he had gone from point karate to full contact and was really becoming well-known across the country, getting real fights in the PKA. And he was killed in a tragic plane crash in 1981. Just to give you a little history, the same weekend, George Minshew's Karate Olympics. And the team that was formed to fight for the $1,000, which was donated, by the way, to Demetrius's daughter, was Troy Dorsey, Tim Kirby, Ray McCallum, Billy Jackson. Amazing team. They won the $1,000, and it wasn't a dry eye in the house that night because we were all mourning the Greek. Well, the AOK decided, and they decided to do something really good, positive. They wanted to honor Greek. They created the Golden Greek Award, and this was given out to the MVP of the AOK, the one with the most points in fighting, points in kata. Weapons wasn't really created then. We'll talk about it in a minute because I was in the beginning part of that. But weapons wasn't part of the early years. 1981, the first Golden Greek winners were Tim Kirby, the protege of Mr. Ray McCallum, and, of course, Greek himself. Cynthia Benavides was the woman's winner, amazing, amazing woman fighter, the daughter of the great Jesse Benavides. The junior was Annette Benavides, the sister of Cynthia Benavides, and she was incredible. In fact, I was at her black belt test when she was 12 years old at Al Garza's school. And then the junior, the first national junior competitor, real, the very first one, like the first national black belt competitor champion is J-Pat Burleson. Well, this young man was the first national American junior karate champion, and also the first Golden Greek winner. And this year we lost him, Mr. Rooster Mackin. So the Golden Greek Award was formed. And every year, the hard years between 1981, after those people won it, 82 through 90 was really tough. I lost it personally by 2, 3, 4 points. I was frustrated. So I got involved with NBL, NASCA, USKF, was out of it. But through the years, every year, the AOK honored those Golden Greek, and they became senior Golden Greek winners, became juniors, adult men, adult women. And by the way, Larry Fields, who I'm bringing on in just a moment, he is a Golden Greek winner, I think from 2017. But the Golden Greek is really important, and the state championship is even more important. And that makes the Golden Greek Award the most important award in Texas sport karate. And, the state championship is 40 years old. We're celebrating 40th anniversary. And there's lots of changes, and I'm going to talk about that with Mr. Fields right now. And hopefully Mr. Chambers. Hey, the president of the AOK finally decides to come on my show. You're late, but I love you. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You'd be amazed at what sometimes happens in life, but I'm so excited about so many other things that we're not going to even touch on that.
Well, I'm excited. I've got the Wolverine, I got Daryl Stewart, I've got Larry Fields, and I got the president of D.E. Chambers, so I'm rock and roll. Welcome, everybody, to the show, and I'll try to play ping pong with everybody. First of all,
hey, Gary,
let me introduce
Gary.
Yes, sir?
Gary, real quick.
Yes, sir?
I went onto my computer. It's www.ninto.
Okay. It's who's who in the martial arts.com.
Okay. There's a bunch of noise on the computer right now.
Well, yeah. I apologize. But it's www.sportkaratemuseum.com. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm plugging my place. Who's who in the martial arts.com? Just coming on, DE, we have a contest going on. Everybody who likes the show tonight, what we're talking about, they can go to who's who in the martial arts.com, click on like, and they'd be put in a drawing, and we're going to give away a free hard copy of the Pioneers and Masters Martial Arts book.
I love this.
Which is worth $79. Yes.
Say it again.
So anyway, do what, Daryl?
Say it again. You keep breaking up.
You're killing me, Daryl. Here we go. www.who's who. That's W-H-O-S. W-H-O-I-N-T-H-E. Martial, M-A-R-T-I-A-L, arts, A-R-T-S, .com.
There you go. You okay. Got it.
Thank you, Daryl. Anyway, let me introduce everybody real quick. And I excuse you, Daryl, because I know you're learning about the computer. anyway, I've got on the line, first of all, Mr. Larry Fields. Larry Fields, Valley Bum, I've known him for almost 20 years. An amazing martial artist. Most people don't know, Larry, that he's a very traditional martial artist. Comes from Japanese karate do. And he's also one of the advocates of the World Championship Breaking Competition, which we're going to be bringing to the San Luis Convention Center in Galveston, December the 14th and 15th. And, Larry, welcome to the show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. I'm glad to be on here with you. I was listening conversation with Daryl. The AOK has come a long ways. I remember when I started in the AOK, black belt still wanted.
Well, we didn't have headgear from 1984 is when they allowed headgear. So you were youngin. How old were you when you started?
Black belts weren't wearing headgear. So.
How old were you when you started the AOK?
I think I was like 15 or 16. I was pretty young.
Good. Cool. Well, anyway, welcome to the show, Larry, and I appreciate your opinion as we talk along with the president. And speaking of the president, I got to say it. I've known this young man, even though he's pushing 50, since he was orange belt. And I'm so proud of him. He's under the great Fred Simon. I actually coached him to a SKIL World Championship in New Orleans, didn't leave his side as a intermediate. And I've watched him grow into not only a producer, but a master black belt instructor, incredible coach, his three sons, who we'll probably mention here a little bit later, and, of course, his incredible school, Northside Martial Arts. And now he is the president of the largest Texas Sport Karate Association. And we're going to be talking about the state championship, the Golden Group reunion, and all the festivities that we've decided in a year to put together for you, the competitor. Welcome, DE David Chambers. Hey, David, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. I'm so proud to be on your show, sir. I'm just excited about it.
Well, goodness gracious, this is my fifth or sixth AOK producer this year. And then, of course, having you on as the president really honors me. I've got some hard questions for you tonight, but also some really positive ones. First of all, welcome to being the president of the largest sport karate association in Texas. So the very first question I want to ask you is, what's it been like this past year as far as taking over that position? Keep it short and sweet because I got lots of questions.
Real simple, it's been humbling. But I'm more appreciative of all the assistance that I've gotten from vice presidents and several individuals. So I've been just appreciative how much help that you can get all at one time.
Well, you've got some incredible people. I just mentioned earlier who's on the line is Larry Fields. And then, of course, you got Derek Wilson, who's been calling in openly at 9 o'clock. Anthony Ant Allen. You got Mr. Daniel. Is Daniel still with you in San Antonio? Daniel Perez?
Yes.
Daniel Perez, the great Daniel Perez under Richie, Dickie, as we called him, Mr. Dixon. Name some other people that work with you this year that helped you.
Well, you know, I got Robert Kunkel. You know, he's on the executive board. You have Anthony Allen. You have James Williams, and then we have Mike Hill.
Yes, good old Mike Hill.
Yeah.
One of the best reverse punchers I've ever seen, Mike Hill. Absolutely.
True. That worked well.
So, you know, you competed a little bit this year. Didn't you?
I did. I've enjoyed. Cool. I've been blessed. It worked out well for me.
Well, before we talk about the AOK State Championship, I got to talk about your sons. Recently, you just had a son make black belt. So that means all three of your sons are only champions now. All three are black belts. What is that like?
Well, it is exciting for that. And actually, he has one more test for him to complete his black belt. He's passed three of them. His fourth one is next month. This month. And I'm excited about that part. He's joined the group. And real soon, I'm hoping they're going to take over the world so I can sit back and do like you're doing, Gearly.
Well, I'm working every day. You don't be like me. I'm a workaholic. But, you know, you had a vision after Christmas, and that's almost a year ago. And I remember getting a call from you on Christmas Day or the day after Christmas. And you wanted to do something special for the 40th anniversary. You didn't think about any negative, nothing at all. You just wanted to go positive, positive, positive. I really enjoyed that. And you asked me to put together an idea. And by Lord's grace, I KO'd you within an hour. And we came up with not only what we're doing this year, but also the Golden Greek Winners Reunion.
Yes.
But First of all, the state championship is at the St. Louis Convention Center, which is better known as the Galveston Convention Center, on Seawall Boulevard. It's December the 14th and 15th. And let's get some of the logistics away. To enter the tournament, you're seated, but you're doing something this year, which is really crazy, but it's just pure change, and I love it. You're allowing wild cards in this year. So anyone that pays $30 before December 7th, they get a shot at a title, a G-top, and a ring at the AOK State Championship. That is pretty cool. Who came up with that? You guys all together or just
It was a group of us. It was a group of us all coming up with the executive board. You know, we looked at that opportunity. And I'm gonna be a little bold. I know there's a lot of competitors out there that says they can be the one. And I challenge anyone to come to the ALK because I'm blessed that we have a good group there. Kata, specialists, fighting, and anyone can compete this year. Anyone. If you want to be a martial artist, you can come to the ALK, pay your $30.
Well,
this is parts unknown.
This is parts unknown, so I'm going to ask Larry Fields because Larry Fields was a good fighter and still are a good fighter. Larry, I'm going to ask you a question. How do you feel someone coming in to the senior heavyweight division, not seated, hasn't competed all year in the AOK, come in as a wild card and compete against someone like you? How do you feel about this?
Oh, I welcome it. Bring them all on. Bring them all on.
I love it.
I want the best in the world to come and compete. I know that the AOK has the best fighters. You got people like Master D.E. Chambers, Walter Bryan, Austin. There's a ton of good guys out there that like to fight, you know, and it's easy to sit on one side and go, oh, yeah, I'm a good fighter.
So you're saying the majority
of people, it's real different when you get in there and do it.
That's what you're saying.
It doesn't bother me.
The majority of the fighters doesn't bother you. Anybody can come in, wild cards. Now, by the way, if you wait until after December 7th, it'll be $75, but still be able to be able to win a ring and the Geetop and the title for $30 before December 7th. So that's something pretty cool that you've done as the president and your executive board. One of the other things that you've done that's really a part of the pure change of AOK Strong is that now, after all these years, you took away the groin. And I know that's a controversial subject in Texas, but we've talked about it for many hours, and it's the right decision, I feel, for most people feel, because, you know, it's just not cool to hit somebody in the private area, especially giving women points for that same area. Why was that decision made, David, and tell me your reasons.
One of the reasons that we felt that we want to try it out and see how big a difference it would make for the AOK. And it gave us the opportunity to give some other competitors that's more familiar with that or prefer that to come in with AOK and get some of that experience. So this year we're giving them an opportunity so that it's not a hindrance. They can come and still go by the AOK rules, feel more welcome to come and compete.
Good answer. So how do you feel, because you've been a fighter, actually going for your, how many Greeks have you won, 5 or 6?
It's been a good number.
Come on, don't be modest. How many Greeks you won?
I've won more than one, so I'm excited about that, because one is one.
Goodness gracious, you're going to do that to me on my radio show. Okay, I'm going to say 5, okay? So you've won 5 Golden Greeks, and let me ask you a question. The groin is an arsenal that is used in Texas in mainstay for 40 years. How do you feel some of the people feel about not using it anymore?
Well, it's both sides. You got some that says, oh, that the epitome of what AOK or martial art is, being able to protect yourself. And you got some that says, well, no, it doesn't matter. I'm going to adapt and win either way. And I want to be both. I want to be the one that's happy about it and excited about it, but prepared to adjust either way. And that's what everybody's looking at.
Okay. I like it. I like a good answer. Now, the next thing, a pure change, something that a lot of people love it. I mean, I'm kind of probably 90% of the people are loving that you did this. You're going to allow coaching, which is, I know that it's always been interesting. People have always charged $10 for that little box to stand in and coach. And you people have, like Daryl Stewart. Daryl Stewart, are you there? How many people have you disqualified? Daryl, how many people have you disqualified because they're coaching on the side?
How many people have I disqualified for coaching on the side?
I'm not asking the exact numbers, but you do that. You enforce that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tough luck. You don't do it no more. Not in the AOK. Tell me, D.E., why did you decide to do that? I think it's great, but tell me what your decision. Why?
The AOK is based on a group, not one person, not two people, not just executive board, but the body. And the body voted says, let's look and see how this benefits the competitors, the organization. And then we all together said, let's try that. We voted it in, and it has been a positive for the last few years of allowing the coaching, and this last year. And it's been, I think, a good decision, a real good decision.
I think it's a good decision. I think it's a great decision.
Absolutely. You don't have to disqualify nobody anymore. You know, I'm not That's making right. you the bad guy, but I know that you are the bad guy. You know, everybody respects the arbitrator. They don't love you. They only love you because you're Daryl Stewart. You're one of the sweetest guys I've ever met. But as an arbitrator, you just get the job done and you stick by the rules. But you have to make those decisions that people don't like it, you know. So but that's cool. I think that it's good that they allow coaching now. So mom and dad and the coaches and the karate instructors and the students, they get to cheer for that person. I remember when they used to be, and Larry, you remember this since you was fighting 15, 16 years old, when there'd be 3 rows of people around one ring just to watch you fight. Do you remember that, Larry? I mean, come on. I mean, you probably drew that many people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was a very exciting
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Now I got to ask you something. You stay close because Mr. Chambers, the AOK this year did something pretty incredible, and I want to bring it out. You gave away more money in your competitions than you probably ever have in a long time in grand championships and expense money, and that's pretty cool that you honor that area because it does cost for hotels and food and gas and expenses and stuff. So what made that decision for your producers to step up and do that? Step up and do that.
The AOK, we have a website, AOK Strong, and you're allowed to put information on there that might you want. It's not want to voice their opinion, and also the producers also talk to people, and when the producers in the meeting bring that up, and the audience wants this. And I think that's how it came about, where they said, well, we think we might want to try this, and we want more money. We want more of this. When enough of the producers heard that, and they brought it to the meeting on Friday before the state finals, then we made a decision, well, we're going to actually look at that. And the several producers started to put out more prize money for the organization or expense money. And I think that's also been another change. For organizations, says they don't do a lot of change. It seems like we've done a lot of change this year. But
well, I mentioned four right there. Mr. Stewart,
that's true.
Did you know about those four changes that I just mentioned?
Say that again real quick.
Okay,
about
Mr.
More
Stewart.
Money?
I'm saying, did you know about those four changes that I just talked about?
Well, there's a lot of static on here, Jerry. I get some of the conversation, some of them down. I don't know what it is. A lot of speaking noise. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's not us. It's your connection. We apologize.
No.
So I'll try to talk louder. But anyway, Larry, how do you feel about that with more expense money given in the grand championships and also for black belts?
Well, it's a good change. It's brought a lot of new people in. It's also made it where more of the black belts have brought more students because they're there, so they want to bring their students, so they have like an audience when they're, you know, going for grand champion.
Great. Well, listen, one more thing.
The other fifth change that we've made has been the breaking. This is the first year that we've had breaking
about.
In the AOK.
Zach, I wanted to lead into that and talk about that for a minute. You are going to be on the 14th or 15th. You're going to be leading something and breaking. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, it's going to be the first year that the AOK has had breaking for the AOK. So there's a ton of people that have come on board.
Turn down the background noise. Someone who's ever on the line, you turn down the background noise or put it on mute or whatever you guys got to do. There you go. That's
the
done.
The
okay.
The AOK has adopted breaking into the AOK, which is the first year I believe it's ever been in
right.
in 40 years. So there's a lot of new things that we're doing different to make the AOK better. And they've also let us also do our elite breakers on Friday night. And we've also elected to have wild cards come in also. So there's a big venue. I believe he said we have 163 breakers that qualified this year for breaking
wow.
for the elite breakers. So, and I believe the AOK has 112 that have qualified for breaking. So it's been an exciting year for breaking
cool.
in Texas.
Well, that's five major changes that we've talked about with the president, Mr. Chambers. And, of course, Mr. Larry Fields and Mr. Stewart. And I'm going to bring you guys on in just a few more minutes, and we'll talk about the actual state championship and all the new things we got planned. So you, all three of you guys, stay tuned, and hopefully Darryl Wilson will be called in at that moment. So you guys stay tuned, please.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. Okay, I'll bring you on
Hello.
In just a few more minutes. Okay, I'd like to bring on someone that's close to my heart. He's actually one of my students. Love you dearly, even though you may not sound like it on the air, but I do. I like to bring on the Wolverine, the one and only Dean Piles. Wolverine, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
I got a problem. I got a problem, and the problem is 9.97, 9.98, 9.99, and most of all, that incredible, people don't deserve it, 10. What is the difference between a 9.7 and a 9.8? Okay, well, his foot wasn't to the right, and his heel wasn't to the left, and his eye contact wasn't there, and he didn't do his turn, or he did his cooking in the wrong direction. Okay, that's fine. Well, what is the difference between a 9.98 and a 9.99? Well, the kick wasn't slanted, and the heel wasn't – it gets that type of way. But what about these guys that they don't do kata, but the judges give them a 10? A 10. Now, if I'm not mistaken, in most sports, a 10 is perfect. There's no perfect in kata. You think it's perfect. You want to perfect it so you believe that it's perfect. To the general public who have no idea what you're doing, they watch it and they think it's perfect. But no one gets a 10. As you can tell, Wolverine, I'm a fanatic about it. Because that's why we changed Kata Wars, to allow that each judge watches the hands, watches the feet, watches the technical performance, watches the bunkai, watches the stepping out of bounds. I mean, you're under a microscope, but what do you feel about that 9.97, 9.98, 9.99 syndrome, and then that incredible, spur of the moment, that they give someone a 10? Wolverine, tell me.
Listen, as a competitor, I'm as confused about it as you are, because sometimes, you know, you do katas, and a lot of it, I think, is a lot of the judges, some of the judges that may be judging the kata, don't really know the kata, for one, and for two.
Why are they judging it then? Why are they judging it? Just because they say they're black belt? Just because they say they're whatever? So they're put in as a judge?
Well, it's because, you know, most competitions lack judges. They have to have judges, so they just put them in there. And then what's bad is the judges don't score on what the rules say. And thankful for Mr. Stewart. He will make them go by the rules. If you arbitrate it, he's going to go by the rules. But that's the thing.
Okay, well,
what's
the difference in Wolverine's opinion? In Wolverine's opinion, what's the difference between a 9.7 and a 9.9? Forget the 9.8. 9.7, 9.8. What's the difference?
If you're technically speaking, like as a physical skill, the difference would be their power, their intensity, their execution of technique, their balance, their movement. Are the movements sharp and crisp? Are they on target? You know, is the power there? Is the speed there? Is the kyaips loud? Listen, in Miami, I just competed. I had a guy during his kata do, and this is traditional, he hollered, "Get back! What? Huh? Yeah, huh? Yeah." And I'm like, this dude is literally talking in his kata.
Well, he shouldn't be in the – look, hey, Wolverine. He should not be in traditional kata.
And, The judge is giving him a 9.99.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Wolverine. If that's what's going on in traditional divisions, in open tournaments, then that's not only wrong, that's the reason why you don't get the people who are traditional based to go to an open event, because that's what's going on. So they still say it's got to be traditional. So they make up a kata, watch it on a video, they saw it on YouTube, and they copy it, and they go out there and they do it.
Exactly.
Well, what's really tough is those people are getting the 9.9s, and then, you know, I know creativity is incredible. I'm not one to speak on it. I helped invent it here in Texas. But I just don't know the difference between a 9.99 and then saying someone's perfect. Just because they didn't drop it, they're not supposed to drop it in the first place. What is the difference between 9.99 and someone getting that 10? Your opinion.
I have no idea. I try to figure this out for myself. I mean, a lot of times I leave competition scratching my head just over what I've seen. I mean, if it would stay consistent, you could figure it out. But the problem is judging never stays consistent. And that's where the problem lies. You know, it's a lot of times it's kind of all over the place, and, you know, that makes it hard to go, okay, well, what do I need to do to score this or score that? And you know, if you look, I mean, like, okay, somebody that's just coming into competing or that may have been watching in the crowd, they see somebody out there doing a move and he was doing a taekwondo move, and you go, get back, huh, come on, bring it, huh, yeah. You know,
okay,
you're talking
about that. Dean, I want to talk about that, Dean. Why on earth, who decided, was it NASCAR or NBL, to start giving away 10s?
Well, right now, NASCAR doesn't give away a 10. The highest score for NASCAR, I think, is a 9.99. But, I mean, NBL give out some 10s. But I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are super good, like Ramel and some of them. I mean, you know, I've got a 10, but, you know, like I say, I don't know what I did different that day from any other day. Like I say, the problem is a lot of the judges just based on their opinion sometimes, I think. And, you know, I mean, like I say, I'm as confused about it as you are. So, you know, I couldn't tell you.
Well, I appreciate your time tonight. And I appreciate you allowing me to holler at you and scream at you because you know I'm very passionate about that. And
yeah.
I hope you feel better. I hope you have a shot of whiskey and some lemon and lots of chicken soup. And, you know, just take it easy and enjoy the holidays in a special way.
I think it's something with my, you know, being a diabetic. You know, it's not the flu. Unfortunately, sometimes diabetes.
Well, I wish you all the best. And next week, we'll be talking about another segment, and I'll have Patrick Hickey, the president of the United States Association Federation, USAF. So God bless you.
Okay, happy holidays to all you guys. All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, take care.
See you later.
Hey, listen.
Hey, Mr.
I'm
Stewart.
I'm back on the air now with Mr. Chambers and Mr. Fields and Larry and David to me, and, of course, Mr. Stewart, and, of course, he's Daryl to me. All three of you guys still on the air?
Yep.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Did Derek get the call in, Derek Wilson?
I hadn't heard him on the phone.
Okay, I guess he's still in Bible study. Well, Mr. David, I want to ask you right off the bat. We've got an incredible Friday night plan. We're going to start it with the registration or the people coming in for registration, and we're going to end it with a comedy show. And in between, we've got the Golden Greek Winners reunion startup night. So let's talk about first the competition. What type of competition is going to be on Friday night? How much it is to get in as a spectator if you're just coming in off the street or you're a mom or dad? And tell me about that.
Well, starting off with...
And who is doing that background noise? Quit it.
Well,
Go ahead.
All that ground is back to me. But the registration starts at 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, it's open for kind of come in. Sit in the lobby part. Then at 5:30, the door is open for the competition to start. That's what be the wild card. And anybody that's doing specialty, anyone that's doing weaponry of any type, two-man kata, team kata, anyone that's doing breaking, all that will be on Friday. If you're black belt doing open kata or traditional kata or any black belt competing in forms, that's all done on Friday.
And what's it cost for spectators?
Spectators, if I remember that, Master Steele, can you hit me on that part? I believe the
spectators are $15.
I think it's a Friday night by itself. I think it's
$15. Now, I also know that if they bought a T-shirt beforehand, they're going to be able to get in. I saw that advertisement. But also, you're going to be putting the Sport Karate Museum display and tables at the very front door, and we're going to be able to say greet people as they come in. I'm real excited about that. And we're doing the Golden Greek reunion winners. And anyone who's won the Golden Greek in the past, from 1981 up to 2018, we've got a couple things planned for you Friday night. First thing we've got planned for you is that we're going to have a contest where you put your name in a fishbowl. And if you're chosen, you get to tell your journey to win the Golden Greek. We'll choose two names, and they'll be able to tell their story Saturday night at the banquet. We're also going to have something really fun that the president, Mr. Chambers, and myself came up with. Any competitor, and there's over a few hundred people there, it can get as many Golden Greet winner names autographed on a piece of paper, presented to Mr. Chambers' counters, and the winner that night is going to win a sword from the Sport Karate Museum. So whoever, which competitor gets the most autographs of Golden Greet winners will win a sword Saturday night. We're also going to have the TMT, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, $200 raffle basket that we're going to have for the Sport Karate Museum. But, you know, we're going to have the Walk of Fame for all the Golden Greet winners and pictures that will be developed. Now, you also have something very special after the competition and during the Golden Greet, and it starts at 9 o'clock, will be a
Did you cut out on me?
I'm right here.
You went away.
Mr. Chambers?
Well, I didn't hear the last two words you said.
Mr. Chambers, I wanted to ask you again about the after the reunion and what we're doing on Friday night, the autographs
yes.
and all that stuff and the competition. You have very something very special with a comedian. Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah. We're blessed to get the comedian Shane is one of the comedians, and a second comedian is A.J. Johnson. We got Shane and A.J. Johnson will be coming in, and the third comedian is Wildcat, and they'll be coming in, two from Florida and one from Los Angeles. That's 9 o'clock that night, and that will be upstairs in the banquet hall, and it's regular tickets is $30. VIP is $75. Then they have an after party after that, and I heard rumors of an after party. But I can't confirm that. I can't confirm that part.
Now that's gonna be Friday night. Friday night, right?
Yes, Friday night. Yeah, for the
Friday night. So we got
Friday
a double
night.
Whammy. We got a
yeah.
double whammy. We got Friday and Saturday. So Friday night is the competition. We started the Golden Greet winners reunion, the autograph section, and we're not gonna do the Walk of Fame. We got Saturday night, and you got the,
yes.
the after the competition. You got the comedian. And we're going to have a party afterwards. Wow, that's really a great Friday night. And the start off and the kickoff of the 40th anniversary. Now, Saturday, let's talk about the competition that's going to be involved. Now, is there a two-day pass where they have to pay $15 a day? Or is there a two-day pass a spectator can buy?
There is a two-day pass. And I want to say it's a $25 and it covers Friday night and Saturday. And Saturday night.
Very good. Good. Got that out of the way. Now, so tell me about the competition on Saturday. Now, breaking's been done in the other divisions. What's happening on Saturday during the day?
Saturday is for all the open kata and regular form and regular forward. And it's all the black belt forward. That's for Saturday. And then Saturday night is the runoff with the banquet, and we'll have all the awards given out Saturday night and the banquet and the a lot of excitable things for that Saturday evening at the banquet.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We got the banquet, which is the buffet, and that night you've got the Sport Karate Museum, and I'm very honored to be one of the head speakers there. You got Mr. George Minshew. When the founding fathers of the AOK had one of the largest running tournaments in America and in Texas, the Karate Olympics. And we've got seven-time winner Ashley Wood Tyler to speak on what it's like being a peewee and working her way up to fighting as an adult and winning her seventh Golden Greet Award. And by the way, we're going to be doing a couple other things, too, that you and I have come up with. One is we're going to do the Super 7. That Super 7 is Andrew Carrasco with 7 and Margaret Beasley with 8 and Ashley Wood with 7. And then something really cool, the original promoters of the AOK. And if I'm not mistaken, it's Fred Simon, your instructor, Abel Viriel. Am I doing good so far?
Yes, you're doing good.
And Miss Linda Denley, the greatest fighter out of Texas and woman fighter that America ever has. And then I would like to honor, I'm putting you on the spot. I talked to Anthony about it, and I don't know if I talked to Mr. Fields about it, but to honor Jesse Benavides. He's retired, but he had won the original tournaments. I remember fighting in 1980 and 81 in this tournament. So I'd like to honor Jesse Benavides also for the Dragon Image Fighting Award. Now, I know that the AOK is going to do something special, but the museum is going to honor those four promoters as being the original AOK people are still here after 40 years in that group. Are there any more? I don't think there is there?
Grandmaster Lockhart is the closest one to it. He wasn't there then, but he's one of our grandmasters, and he was close to that time frame. So we're going to honor him as well.
Okay, but what year did he come in on? I'm not sure. I thought he was TNT before he became AOK.
I said yes. You're correct. I said he came in soon after them. Is what I said.
Okay. Well, I'm saying I thought we were going to honor the people from 1981.
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Okay. Because you know, to be honest with you, I love Larry Lockhart. I had many wars with Larry Lockhart, but I'm just saying that. Did he come in 1983 or 84? Who 1981? When we're 40 years old, right? We're not 38 years old. We're 40 years old.
So that's
what I'm saying. So I mean, you're a stickler about point A and point B and dotting the dots and crossing the T's. I know you are. So I just make it a point. So Larry, let me ask you a question. You still there? Larry?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Go ahead.
Very good. I know you guys are running school and trying to talk to me at the same time. Someone's in the background. Fill that background. Thank you so much. I got background noise. Thank you. Larry, I got a question to ask you. What's your best break? Your personal
Probably the overhand elbow on a stack of 14 or 15 bricks.
Bricks.
Are you talking about the one that I get the most talked about?
No, I'm asking a blunt question, Brillo brother. What's your personal best that you feel that you've done that you've impressed with? Not what other people thought, what you're impressed with. That was the question.
Probably my backflip break, where I do a backflip and break.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's pretty
jump
impressive.
Side kick. The one break that I've been trying really hard to perfect is my instructor would take a cinder block, you know, the 8x8x16, and he hit it with a ridge hand, a knife hand straight down and broke the whole thing. I can do it with an elbow and a side kick, but I can't do it with a knife hand yet. He said that you have to have maturity to make this break work for you. So, I don't know. I'm still working on it.
I got to ask you a question. I got you on the air second time this year, and I don't know if I asked you the first year. But first of all, I respect you very deeply because of your traditional background, and you know I'm a traditional fanatic. I got to ask you a question. How do you feel about the dim mat? Be able to break the bottom brick and not break the first seven?
That is probably off my pay grade break. I've seen a few people do it. Those are pretty hard breaks. To be able to focus your energy and your power to that one spot and let it go
through.
So
you believe in it. It can be done. You believe in it.
Yes. My instructor, Tom Sador, did it. Showed us the technique on doing it, but I can do it like every third or fourth time, but I can't get it the first time. And that's what is impressive when you can do it the first time, boom, blow it up.
Well, I appreciate you answering that question because I know and respect you as a martial artist and not only as a fighter, not only as a kata person, but really deeply as a breaker, because you brought it out to America, and what you're doing now with AOK, I'm really, really proud of you, and very honored to be a part of it and help you advertise this year. Daryl, I'm gonna ask you an ending question too. It's a big deal that Hauncey Jesse Bowen has allowed us to do this tonight. We're going to be able to go to www.whosuinthemartialarts.com and click on Light on the radio show, and your name will be entered into a drawing that you'll be able to actually win a $79 hardcover book of the Who's Suing the Masters and Pioneers Martial Art book. That's pretty cool, huh?
That's real cool.
Yeah. Well, you know what's real cool is that you used to surf, didn't you?
Yeah. I still do.
Oh, you still surf? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that you still surf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a special story. You actually were a professional surfer, weren't you?
Well, I'd say a semi-professional.
Semi-professional. Did you ever get a paycheck?
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, then you were semi. You were a professional. If you got one paycheck, you became a professional. I hate to slap you in the face like that, but you were a professional if you got paycheck. So, hey, you know, Mr. Chambers,
and stuff like that.
Mr. Chambers, did you do you surf or do you fish? Do you any of those fun things since you've been going in Galveston this year? Do you have time to surf and fish?
I am awaiting the Grandmaster Stewart to watch him surf. If he does that this week, the weekend on the 14th, I will be there to watch him. I'm also waiting to make for you to take me on the boat to go do some bass fishing. That is my position on boat.
Well, don't forget, Master Chambers, you're coming up here to West Texas to shoot yourself a deer and a hog. Remember that now.
I do have a date with Master Fields to take me out there in some dirt, some mud, hide out, and bring me back some meat.
Well, there you go. You got a vacation plan. You go fishing,
that's my plan.
And you go to hog hitting. Garrett
sir.
Just got his first hog the other day. He got a 300-pound hog the other day going hunting for the first time for hogs, Mr. Peter.
Wow.
Yeah, so he did good. And
we'll have to make sure that Master Chambers gets one a little bigger than that then, since we're all about competition here, right?
Well, what's the biggest hog you got
like
up there?
Let me say something real quick here. I've been around the AOK a long time, and I've seen a lot of things come and a lot of things go. And when we started off this year, I wanted to make changes, and I wanted the AOK to be the best organization in the world. And I felt like the group of guys that we have put together, that we got voted in as the executive board, we've come through a lot of things. A lot of great hard work has been put together. And a lot of the things that have been accomplished because of Master Chambers. He has worked really hard to make this year in the AOK a lot better than, you know, I've ever been a part of anything. And I am very, very glad that he is our president. And, you know, I kind of thought going in that it was going to be me or Master Allen being president. And after all the things that have come up and down, I'm really glad he was the president, because he has handled it a lot better with a lot more grace and maturity than I think I could have ever done. So I'm very, very pleased, and I've learned a lot from Master Chambers on how to be a leader, and I really appreciate him.
Well, I appreciate
I definitely appreciate that.
Well, let me say something else before you rebuttal, Mr. Chambers. I appreciate Larry saying that, other than me saying it everywhere on the media and doing what I do, because hearing it from your executive board member and somebody who's been around since he's 56 years old is really special, and that's why I want to make a point. Daryl and I, we've talked about this. We've actually seen you guys grow up before our eyes in Texas karate, and how cool it is to be able to have you, Mr. Chambers, to really care about what you've done since you were young, to do it now as the leader, to make it happen. And then to have Mr. Fields, who is another leader, to say such a high compliment on you, I agree with you 300%, and I'm an outsider looking in, you know, contracted by the AOK, but I believe in the same thing. I believe you made a major change, so you can rebuttal. I mean, we both love what you're doing, so God bless you.
Well, gentlemen, I definitely appreciate that, but I'm, like I said, again, I have a great group that's helping me, and moreover, this is a motivation. You know, we got a lot up here that we have in front of us, and that'll make you want to work a little bit.
Well, don't forget the highlights of the AOK State Championship December 14th and 15th. That's the competition, of course, the number one thing, winning the state title, a AOK D-top, and that beautiful ring they're going to give out. And, of course, the go-to-greet reunion, winners reunion that we're having, and all the great things that we're doing Friday and Saturday, the banquet. So anything you'd like to say in closing, Mr. Chambers?
I would like to thank all the ones that was viewing tonight, listening tonight. I want to thank all the ones who've been supporting the AOK, and I look forward to seeing everybody there on the 14th to take it as a challenge, as an invite, for to see about on the 14th and 15th of December in Galveston, Texas.
Well, that's great, and I appreciate that. Mr. Fields, thank you for being on the air tonight. Well, I appreciate you spending time and sharing with me about your breaking. That's very, very interesting.
I was honored and privileged to be on your show.
Thank you so much. And I'm sure I'll bring you back. Mr. Stewart, are you there? Thank you so much for being here.
Hey,
you've been my co-host throughout the year. Yes, sir.
I just want to say to all of the competitors coming to the AOK, good luck. We're wishing you the best. I think it's going to be a great affair. And I know we're going to see some great competition. And along with what's been said, Mr. Chambers, you're doing a great job and all of your staff. And I appreciate y'all letting me be the part of the AOK. And thank you, Gary, for having me on your show.
Well, I appreciate you being here, Daryl, and putting up with me bugging you like I do every day. I appreciate it. You know, I got to have somebody to pester besides the Wolverine. And
hey,
so,
be sure to go to www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com and click on like for tonight.
Yeah, and get entered into the contest. And I tell you what, I think Mr. Bowen's on something really cool. So we'll maybe have a contest every week up until Christmas. And, you know, I'm excited about the holidays this year. I'm excited about staying home, not traveling. I feel for Daryl. He'll be in Buffalo, New York. Is that where Super Grands is this year, in Buffalo? Buffalo?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
yes,
good luck with weather. But I think it'll be beautiful in Galveston for Mr. Chambers and myself and Mr. Fields and the AOK. And thank you for being on the show tonight, everybody. Thank you for talking about the greatest Texas sports karting association that we have in Texas, the AOK, and the oldest.
Good night, guys.
And we'll be celebrating our 40th anniversary and the Golden Greek Winners Reunion, December 14th and 15th. And as I always say, every Tuesday night for the past 3 years, goodness gracious, mahalo and aloha.
It has been a great honor to be on your show tonight, sir. Totally my pleasure.
You know what? This is the first show that I never had the last word. So I'm going to have the last word. I love you too, D.E.
What? Thank you, sir.
No, you got the last word. I got to have the last word. I'm just
okay.
Kidding.
Wait a minute.
I'm
Wait, last word.
Okay. Ready? Bow to each other. Ready? Fight. Here we go. Okay. Well, good night, everybody. Again. Mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.